This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, I once again allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you, and to briefly remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. Should you choose to be involved in that process, you once again will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state and to be involved in that telepathic exchange of information. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously express to you that this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of belief systems that you hold, a combination of beliefs to form a belief system, or systems, your so-called human consciousness belief systems and your societal belief systems and your individual belief systems all combined to form a belief system that comes to fruition in this reality creation process so that you can experience some type of interaction in your day-to-day activities in your awakened consciousness state. You, if you accept and hold that as being a possibility, then become more inclined to discover what it is that you truly believe. What are those beliefs that form the belief systems that ultimately are responsible for the reality that you experience? What are your beliefs? We've suggested that it's possible for you to go with inside, to enter into an altered state of consciousness, to receive the answers that are available to you to retain and to bring into your conscious state, should you choose to do so. But based upon that suggestion is the underlying assumption that you believe that it's possible for you to accomplish such a thing. You see, if you don't believe that you're in control, if you believe that it's beyond your capacity to control your reality, then that spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief system and you get what it is that you desire. A validation that you're not in control. And once again, that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, whether it's something you should or should not have the opportunity to experience, but rather simply validates what it is that you desire. Validate your beliefs and belief systems. And so it becomes an important aspect of this creation process if you can, in some manner, discover what it is that you believe. For you see, beliefs are not just beliefs that you hold in your conscious state that you have developed in this so-called incarnational period, although there are many of your scientists who would like to suggest that that's what it is. But ironically, you are so much more than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You have a multitude of creation processes occurring at the same time, if you wish, or simultaneously, or in the now. And all of those explanations fall short of giving you some type of a verbal explanation through the use of a vocabulary of what it is that you're actually experiencing. For each of those particular explanations are based upon a concept in your belief in time and space, which really doesn't exist. Now is based upon that concept of time, or simultaneously is based upon the concept that there is time happening at this moment, if you wish, once again is based upon the concept of time. It becomes very difficult to give you an explanation. It's something that can be experienced should you go within five and choose to have that type of experience in an altered state of consciousness, but it defies explanation through the use of a vocabulary. And yet, you are creating and experiencing many realities, if you wish, incarnational periods in the now. In each of those, in conjunction with this particular incarnational period, influence each other. And many times you have the capacity to have experiences where you recognize some type of a connection with some other reality that really doesn't, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, make any sense. It's not something that you can put your finger on and say, oh, that's occurring, or I understand this experience because of something that has occurred in this particular incarnational period. But rather, you have some type of recognition that defies explanation. A recognition that occurs because of interactions and realities that you're experiencing in other levels of your consciousness, that are influencing this reality as this particular reality conversely influences your other realities. And so, many of those belief systems that you hold are beliefs that you put in place in other levels of consciousness. And in order to give you some type of a grasp of the understanding, we've suggested that you put many of those beliefs in place in your so-called between incarnational states. That's simply a level of consciousness that you can get some type of an understanding to based upon your belief in time and space, which are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so that between incarnational states as well is simply a phrase to give you a concept that you can get a grasp of the understanding based upon your belief in time and space. You see, that incarnational period as well exists in the now. That level of consciousness that you're involved in the creation of this reality exists in the now. It's not something that has occurred in your so-called past and you're experiencing in the present and there are certain aspects that will come along in your future, but rather occurring simultaneously, once again, for lack of a better explanation. And so we've used that reference to between incarnational periods in order to give you a concept that you can at least get some type of a grasp on in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, you'll find it much easier to understand and grasp that concept of the now, of existing in these multitude of incarnational periods simultaneously, as well as understanding that so-called between incarnational state, in which at that level of your consciousness you choose many of the beliefs that are inherent in and carried within your physical being and within this particular incarnational period. We refer to that as being information that's stored within your DNA that has the possibility of occurring throughout this particular incarnational period, and that you, through your choices and decisions and through your thoughts and feelings, influence the energy that surrounds that DNA, and as a result of the alteration or intensifying of that energy, you take what was once a probability and turn it, or rather what was once a possibility in that DNA and turn it into a probability, or what was once a probability and turn it into a possibility. So you alter the aspects of that DNA which hold keys, if you wish, to your beliefs that you put in place in that so-called between incarnational state, to have the opportunity to experience that particular reality in this particular incarnational period, once again, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular creation process and experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, if you don't believe that that's possible, then once again, you will create all types of realities to validate your belief system. For this is not a right or wrong concept. We have absolutely no vested interest in whether you believe or don't believe. That's your choice. And it's not right or wrong. We will not judge you as being right or wrong. The love that we express to each of you is unconditional, not based upon what it is that you choose to believe or not believe. And so if you choose to not believe that you're in control, you can have that in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you are gives that to you as readily as it gives to you any other type of reality experience that you desire, without judging whether it's right or wrong. So you can have that. Absolutely. Not only can, but do have it. Now, should you choose to believe, however, that it's possible, then you are, as we have suggested many times, entering into an alteration of the energy of your entire vibrational level, which will, in your so-called future and the beginning, and becoming intensified as you enter into that new age and new energy, have the capacity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish and to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Because you choose, and did choose, and chose to make it very difficult in your so-called past for you to consciously influence your reality. It made it seem more real. You have altered that. You as individuals and as a human consciousness have chosen to make that alteration. It's not something that's being inflicted upon you, or that some other entity has chosen to alter your reality so that you can have these different experiences. It's your choice, and it's the result of your choice. That this alteration of the energy is becoming a reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we suggested to you many, many times that in this new age and new energy, that you shall have the capacity and the opportunity to correct a reality and influence the correction of your reality and your belief systems from your conscious state in a manner in which has been very difficult in your so-called past. And for many, they look at that, wow, isn't this an exciting situation? And it is, absolutely. We're not suggesting that it isn't. But it's also important to understand that while you shall have the capacity to consciously influence this reality, the situation that the reality is a validation and a reflection of your belief systems does not change. And so you sit and think, well, this is going to be great. I can influence my reality consciously. And so you hold within you belief systems that may be what you refer to in your awakened consciousness state as being negative belief systems. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge that it's right or wrong or negative or positive, but rather validates and grants to you joyously, without judgment, unconditionally, that which you desire to experience. And so if you hold the belief that you're not worthy, but somehow think that consciously you can now influence your reality without altering any of the belief systems, it doesn't work that way. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And if you intensify the belief, you intensify the reality. And if you do it from a conscious state, as you enter into this new age and new energy, you may be very disappointed in the outcome. Because you, in your awakened consciousness state, may hold belief systems that are what you might refer to as limiting belief systems. But understand that that's a human consciousness concept. Does not exist at the level from which you create this reality. at that level, it's not judged whether it's positive or negative, whether it's a good or bad reality or concept or belief system, but validates each without judgment. And so, it becomes important to understand what it is that you believe. And if you choose to enter into this new age and new energy, holding the belief that you can consciously influence your reality, then it becomes probably more important than ever that you begin to practice those elements of self-love, of liking who you are, to eliminate these worrisome beliefs that you are somehow a failure, or that you're not worthy, or that you don't like who you are. Because that's a human consciousness concept. It does not exist, once again, at the level from which you create this reality. But from that level of consciousness, you shall validate the belief system. Guaranteed. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, without exception. And so, you enter into this new age and new energy. Liking who you are and loving yourself is one of the key elements to creating what you might refer to as a positive reality. And it's also important to understand that you might refer as a positive reality, your neighbor might not see it that way at all. It doesn't matter. This judgment, once again, is one that's made at the human conscious level. It is not made at the level from which you create the reality, from that spark of consciousness that you are. And so the reality you experience that you desire is given to you based upon your beliefs, based upon whether you like who you are or not, based upon the self-love that you experience for yourself and the love that you express to others. Like who you are, love yourself consciously becomes even more significant in this new age and new energy where the conscious thoughts that you have can influence the belief systems so that you can consciously alter your reality. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. They are associated. Pay attention to what it is that you desire. Be specific. Your thoughts and feelings are influenced by your choices and decisions. So pay attention, once again, to what it is that you feel. The spontaneous feelings are associated with the attitudes and beliefs that you hold. And as a result of those spontaneous feelings and attitudes, you can get glimpses into what it is that you truly believe. And through understanding what it is that you truly believe, you can, through conscious thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, influence the belief system. As a result of the influence of the belief systems, you can alter the reality. You can become more aware of what it is that you truly desire, and to alter that desire. There are many methods or techniques that you can utilize to get this opportunity to consciously influence your reality. We've used an analogy many, many times that it's like coming down upon some type of an expanse of water that you wish to traverse, and lined up along the shores are a multitude of vessels. And you have the opportunity to choose one of those vessels in which to make your journey. And the irony of it is that you, through this veil that you have established, have no idea what the journey will be like. It's like there's a fog bank just offshore, and you can't see what's beyond. And so many run up and down the shore, attempting to pick exactly the right vessel. Perhaps the one that has the best crew, or has the biggest capacity, or is well provisioned in cash, the journey is very difficult. Many individuals and entities spend their time searching for the proper vessel, while others come down to the shore, come upon the first vessel that looks like it'll do the trick, and put their trust and their faith in it and believe that it's possible through the utilization of that vessel to accomplish that which they desire and to begin their journey. And they do not fail. You see, as we've suggested many times, the irony of it is that you don't need a vessel. You can walk if you wished, but you don't believe that. And so, the vessel that you choose, the method or technique that you utilize, is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique, or the vessel that you choose. That doesn't change. As you enter into this new age and new energy, the method or technique that you utilize to alter your so-called reality, to influence your belief systems, and through the alteration of that belief system ultimately influence your reality, is more based upon your beliefs in that particular method than what the method or technique itself is. You must believe the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you like yourself and begin to love yourself unconditionally, you not only begin to have the capacity to love others in an unconditional manner, but as well, you begin to, as you enter into this new age and new energy, have the capacity to consciously influence your reality in what you might refer to as a positive manner, to get that which you desire to have, that you, in your awakened consciousness state, would judge as being a positive experience or reality. The choice is yours. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All of the rest of this reality that you experience is an illusion. A significant and important illusion, not something that you should slough off as being a useless type of experience. Absolutely not. It's one of the most interesting and significant creations of vibrational level throughout all of creation. But that does not change the fact that it's illusionary and it's a validation of your belief systems. All that you experience is your creation to validate beliefs that you hold as individuals and as a human consciousness. You change the belief, you change the reality. Absolutely, without exception. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
You talked about trust and respect. What about betrayal? What is your thoughts on betrayal?
What is betrayal? You see, if you enter into a trusting situation, then, and you believe that someone is involved in that trusting situation, then indeed there is not betrayal. Betrayal occurs when, should you look back upon the situation, you will find that had you paid attention to the, what you might refer to as intuitive suggestions, that there was, at some level of your consciousness, that intuitive suggestion that perhaps this individual or entity that you're involved with in this situation is not someone that you would put your trust in. There are all of the other elements involved in trust, like respect. Respect for another's feelings. Like allowing one to experience some type of security. And when one is involved in what you refer to as a situation of betrayal, should you look upon that, you would indeed quite possibly discover that the signposts, if you wish, were there, but one chooses to ignore them. Absolutely, one chooses to set that aside, particularly involved in some type of an interaction that looked like it could be beneficial or have some type of long-term, what you might refer to as positive experience. As well, in that trusting situation, quite often when it's referred to as a betrayal, if you look back upon the situation, you will discover that the potential gain versus the potential loss is not really that different. But one chooses to believe that because there was the loss, that it was a betrayal. It was a betrayal of trust. When, once again, as we have suggested, if the three elements are not in place, then it's not a trusting situation. And you set yourself up to experience some type of failure or belief in a betrayal that did not really exist if one were to analyze the entire situation. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. Involved in a situation where you believe that you have been betrayed is indeed a validation of a belief that one is not worthy, perhaps, or that one is not trustworthy, or that you are experiencing a validation of this belief, perhaps, that one cannot trust another. There are so many elements enter into what we refer to as a belief system. Belief systems are comprised of a multitude of beliefs that are validated through a creation process. And while one may believe that they're involved in a trusting situation, if you don't like who you are, if you hold the belief at some level of the consciousness that this individual is going to betray, or that you will be involved in some type of a situation where it doesn't matter what I do, I always am betrayed. It doesn't matter how I function, I'm always entering into these situations that I'm not trustworthy, or I've never had the trusting experience. If you hold those beliefs, that it's very difficult to be involved with an individual that I can trust completely, then you're validating the belief. Even if the other individual is someone that, in a different situation, may be trustworthy. The irony of it is that when you're involved in that situation, it's never a by-chance situation. The other entity that's involved in that situation is assisting in validating your reality if you are assisting in validating theirs. Two entities interacting is not one who's picking on the other. We've suggested many times that in a situation where there is someone being victimized, that it's the victim that's in control. When you're involved in a situation where you seemingly are betrayed, quite often it's the victim that's in control of that situation, not the dominant factor or the one that's doing the betraying. It's a joint interaction. When that individual stops being a victim, then that abusive situation stops. When that individual stops allowing others to betray, then the betrayal stops. The victim is in control. And it's a validation of belief systems. In an interaction where one holds that belief that betrayal will be there, then we assure you, you will attract someone who will interact and validate the belief system by assisting in the creation of the reality to validate it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. The right or wrong concept is existing in your awakened consciousness, that the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. And while in your awakened consciousness state you look upon it as a betrayal and a very negative experience, the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in validating the beliefs and belief systems and interacting with the other entities in rejoicing at that creation of that experience so that they can validate their realities, and the spark of consciousness that you are, who are all one, as difficult as that is for you to grasp, rejoice at their interaction and their accomplishment of creating a reality, an illusionary reality that allows you to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. A good or bad concept only occurs at your conscious level. And if you don't like it, change the belief. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Just by inner society, there's a phenomenon that we call personality dissociative disorder, and where multiple personalities can exert themselves on a single entity, and quite often it's related to a childhood trauma or something like that. Maybe, perhaps not necessarily. Can you explain what is happening in that case and how the individual's belief system could contribute to that?
It becomes very difficult to give an oversimplification of the reality that you experience, although we have suggested many times it's simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems. But as well, once again, many of those beliefs are made in your so-called between incarnational level of consciousness. At that level, the choices are put in place to have certain experiences within a particular incarnational period, not judging whether it's positive or negative. In your so-called awake consciousness state, in your societal belief systems, such an experience quite often is viewed as being negative. It's not necessarily negative. It doesn't have to be negative. However, it makes it very difficult to function within your so-called societal belief systems. However, many of those beliefs, for one to have that experience, are put in place at that level of consciousness, if you wish, that is your so-called between incarnational period, and brought into an incarnation so that that entity or individual can experience it. Many of those particular so-called realities and experiences are based upon what your scientists refer to once again as a DNA or even a genetical inheritance. And it can be very difficult to change in a particular incarnational period. It's like an entity who's born into a particular incarnational period with what your society might refer to as some kind of a disability. Your Down's children, for example, with the Down syndrome, what you refer to as a Down syndrome, is a genetic inherited. What if, once again, your science refers to as, and your society refers to as, some type of a disability? We hesitate to utilize the terminology of disability, for you see, it's only a disability based upon your so-called societal belief system. The stock of consciousness that exists within each and every entity is equal to, no more and no less than, any other spark of consciousness existing within any other reality or vibrational level. You are all as one. And so that so-called disability is a validation of a belief system that one chooses at some level of their consciousness to experience. Bring into an incarnational period. And in this incarnational period, it becomes very difficult to alter it, to step aside from it. It's what you refer to as an inherited trait. It's like one who is involved in this reality and they are 5 feet tall and they wish they were 6'6" so they could play on a basketball team. Very difficult to accomplish, an inherited trait. Some of those inherited traits your society looks upon as being disabilities, when they're really not disabilities, but rather valid actions of belief systems that an entity chose to put in place. Once again, when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you look at this particular reality as that's all there is. This is it. This is the most important part of my creation process, and yet it's a minute part of who and what you truly are. It's like a blink of an eye. But it doesn't seem that way because you believe in time and space. But in this true concept of creation process, it exists in the now, and it interacts with and has influences upon and is influenced by other realities that the entity is in the process of experiencing. And so, many of those traits, once again, are inherited through choices to have that experience. It's not a right or wrong. It becomes very difficult to alter many times. It's like trying to alter, once again, one's physical stature when one has chosen to have that particular experience in this incarnational period. And many of those individuals in that particular physical stature attribute find themselves, as a result of their belief systems, feeling and experiencing all types of handicaps and limitations that are self-imposed because of what the society believes as being the norm. And so it is with all types of situations that a person many times chooses to experience, chooses those particular belief systems in an altered state of consciousness, in what you refer to once again as your between incarnational state, at that level of consciousness, to bring into a reality, to have that opportunity to experience in a particular incarnational period. And we as a society would look upon that and suggest that that could be a negative reality. And yet it's only negative because it's not the norm. The irony of it is that it could be quite positive. The experiences could be quite positive in terms of what you believe to be right or wrong, good or bad, a positive or negative reality experience. But once again, very difficult to alter. Many times, a belief system chosen, brought into a particular incarnational period. And while in that particular incarnational period in the awakened consciousness state, seems to be the dominant feature of that particular entity's reality creation process, when once again it's really like the blink of an eye, it's been a minute part of who and what you truly are. Not only referring to those individuals who are involved in what you might refer to as a challenging situation in this particular incarnational period, but each of you are involved in a similar type of reality creation process. Each of you may be involved in that type of reality in some other incarnational period and experiencing those particular emotions and feelings associated with that creation process. And as a result of that experience having an influence upon this reality creation process and this incarnational period, very difficult to give you an answer to alter belief systems that are held at that level of your consciousness that you as a human consciousness and as a society believe are not possible to alter. Although your scientists are beginning to believe and to understand indeed that you can completely alter your genetic makeup of the DNA by altering beliefs, by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA. Possible, but very difficult. The only limitations, once again, to your reality creation process is your imagination. Understand, however, that this particular incarnational period is but a minute part of the entire creation that each of you are involved in. Once again, like the blink of an eye. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Trying to word this. You were right when you say so many of these things are going to be hard for us to believe because of the belief system that we're in. And we are, as a society right now, live in such an unconscious place. It seems to me that we're going to have some sort of experience to shock us into consciousness. I know this question is based on time and space, but am I thinking in the right idea that I can't see how we are so deeply in unconsciousness, so many of us, that I can't. It seems to me that we're going to have to be shocked into consciousness.
At some level of your consciousness, each of you interacts with the other. We've used an analogy, and analogies always fall short because they leave it open to different interpretations. And we try to choose analogies that are quite limited in their interpretation capacity. We've used the analogy that it's like being involved in a theatre production. And there are a multitude of these particular theatres that are occurring simultaneously throughout the entire building. And you have these different acts that are going on all at once. But then you take a break. And in that break, you each run out and you meet with each other in the lobby and you talk to each other and say, wow, wasn't that great? Did you understand what was going on in there? And wasn't that a great act going on over there? And those people in that particular play were really, really doing the job. I mean, they were right out of their dig. It was believable. It was so real. And then, well, maybe we'll do this in the next act, and you interact with each other again. You put in place all of the particular possibilities and elements that you're going to experience. And then you all run back on stage and you pretend again. And you interact with each other like it's all brand new. That you didn't realize that it was preset and prearranged. And so each of you, even in your so-called awakened level of consciousness, are at some level of your consciousness interacting. You are one. And that's a very difficult concept to grasp, that you are one when you are all individuals, and yet you are all one. When we suggest that you are a spark of consciousness, it gives the impression that there is indeed this huge fire, perhaps, and you are but a small part of it. And yet you are the entire thing. You are all that is. You can't be a little bit of God. You are God. You can't be this little bit of God that exists in each of you. You can't be a part of. It's not something you can take and break up into a multiple of pieces. It's all that is. You are God. Each of you. All that is. And you all interact with each other at a level of consciousness. And so, at this level of consciousness, should you choose to believe that it's difficult to interact with others, then that capacity indeed becomes very difficult. There are others, however, that don't hold that individual belief systems, and it's individual belief systems that are the easiest for you to alter. There are others who at that level of consciousness can connect with, if you wish, and understand interactions with other entities, can look at someone for the first time and understand that there is a connection, that at some other level of their consciousness, in some other reality creation processes, they are involved in interacting with each other. Instant recognition. There are some who can look within themselves, go with inside, and get glimpses and understand entirely what some of these other experiences and incarnational periods are, and bring back into their consciousness the memory of what that experience was like and what they were interacting with. And so, this new age, the new energy concept, is, while a human consciousness, alteration of a belief system, nonetheless an individual choice that one makes. Not necessarily a societal belief system, but an individual choice. Those that make the choice, those who choose to believe, those who are willing to go with inside, those who are willing to love themselves consciously and unconditionally, have that capacity to experience that conscious influence on their reality creation process, to consciously influence their belief systems. If, however, you believe that it's not possible, if, however, you believe and hold an individual belief system that our society must be involved in that particular awakened consciousness state of creation in order for it to be validated, then it becomes very difficult to consciously influence your reality and to see experiences that validate your so-called conscious decisions and choices and alterations of belief systems. The human consciousness, at some level, has agreed to alter the energy that makes up your so-called vibrational level. And in order to add validation to that so-called alteration, you have, as a human consciousness, agreed to take a time period, a lapse of time, an evolution, if you wish, from your so-called past energy into this new age and new energy that we speak of, this alteration, or however subtle it is, of the energy that comprises your vibrational level. You have chosen from the year of 1987 until the year of 2012 to allow for that alteration and transformation to occur. And to give you some idea of how a particular incarnational period is affected by and affects other incarnational periods, if you look back in your so-called history, you will discover that the so-called prophets at that time forecast that at the year of 2012 there would be a termination of your vibrational level. Well, it's not a termination, it's simply that at that time you will complete this transformation into this new age and new energy, and as a result of the completion of that transformation, it becomes very difficult to forecast your future, to prophesize. And so your so-called prophesizing prophets in your past, in your history of thousands of years ago, have been influenced by the choices and decisions that are occurring in this incarnational period, each interacting with each other. And so, to suggest that there must be some kind of a societal shock in order for entities to enter into this, not necessary. At some level of your consciousness, each is aware of what's occurring. To consciously make that choice is indeed an individual prospect and choice, based upon your belief systems. The irony of it is, and we've suggested this many times, that people who don't believe that they have the capacity to influence their reality, who believe that there are guides and angels who control their reality, who don't want to accept the responsibility for their reality, would rather allow that there is some entity who controls this entire reality, and therefore have absolutely no desire to accept the responsibility to enter into this conscious state of reality creation process, will at some point terminate this incarnational period and, to utilize your belief in time and space, reincarnate into your so-called future, into this new age and new energy. And those particular entities, those individuals who are reincarnating, will bring with them, at some level of their consciousness, in all likelihood, the understanding that the reality that they experience is indeed within their capacity to influence consciously. In your so-called new ages are referring to these new entities, supposedly new entities, who are simply entities who have been here since you began this incarnational period, but you're referring to these so-called new entities as your indigo children. And these indigo children don't necessarily look at this reality as being something that is beyond their control, or something that they must indeed meet certain requirements in order to achieve that which they desire, but rather simply reach out and take it, what is rightfully theirs, and they accomplish feats which you, as entities existing in your so-called old age and old energy, look upon as being rather miraculous. That ability exists within each of you. You have simply put in place and hold belief systems that it's not possible for you to accomplish. And yet, it is possible. You can do it if you wish. For many, it, once again, means altering a belief system that it's possible, but nonetheless, it's an alteration of the belief system, and as a result of the alteration of that belief system, a validation of a new belief system, and consequently an alteration of your experience in your awakened consciousness state. But these new entities, these so-called indigo children, will bring with them that understanding that the reality can be influenced consciously. And it's an individual choice, not something that your society must have an impact on in order to have it validated, but rather an individual choice. If you make that choice and you begin to hold the belief system, you like who you are, you love yourself consciously, you go through all of the steps that assist in this conscious validation of your reality, you attract around you likable people who indeed are attempting to create a similar reality, and you, as a result of that interaction at your level of consciousness from which you create this reality, indeed bring forth into your conscious state the experience that you desire. It's not necessary that your entire society be involved. You have, once again, as a human consciousness, which involves not only the individual, but the society. It involves each entity existing within your vibrational level have agreed to alter the energy that makes up your vibrational level. And that alteration is nearing completion, and for many, it is already at a state where they are experiencing conscious validation and creation of their reality. So, it's a personal choice. It's a personal experience that has been validated, if you wish, by your human consciousness. It is not necessarily requiring any type of societal validation or alteration of the consciousness within a society, but rather an individual experience and choice. Does that answer your question?
I love
your answer,
thank you.
Well now, well, it has once again been a most enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to you once again for offering us this opportunity. We would reiterate that what we express to you is that which you desire to hear. The information that we express is information which is contained within each of you. We do not have access to any type of information that's not available to each of you should you choose to attempt to go with inside and experience validation of whatever it is that you desire to have knowledge of. That choice is yours. You have but to believe. We simply once again express to you that which you desire to hear. To assume that we somehow have access to knowledge that is not available to each of you is ludicrous. It's your reality. It's your creation. And no one in any vibrational level has more understanding of the process than what each of you do. You simply choose to hide from it. But you do have that capacity to receive that information should you choose to go with inside and express the intent. And for us, once again, it is a very enjoyable experience. It's an opportunity for us through the utilization of our friend to have some indication of what it is that you experience in your vibrational living. And for that we are grateful. And for that we offer to each of you our gratitude. And we would suggest that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until we once again meet, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.